Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. On this day in 1954, Chicago Bears legend Walter Payton was born. We're just here to do the
Super Bowl show. Well, they call me Sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like Mickey Mouse Mance. We had the goal since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl
champ. I'm Chris Swan, and here are today's top stories presented by Georgia United Credit Union. A triple shooting left one dead at a Duluth apartment complex. The Gwinnett Stripers and Academy Sports and Outdoors delivered lunch and gifts to Beaufort area police and firefighters. Lawrenceville adopts Sunday voting for the 2021 municipal election. The Sprouts Farmers Market announces special offers for an upcoming store opening at the Exchange of Gwinnett. The Biden administration purchased extra Pfizer doses to prepare for possibility of children vaccine needs and booster shots. Initial unemployment claims in Georgia have hit a pandemic low. And rent relief efforts are being ramped up as millions could soon face eviction. Plus, Swanee's Broadway in the Park is happening next weekend with performances of Moana and Pirates of Penzance.
Yeah, so junior versions, which is a nice length of time. They're kind of cut down, so they're very fast-paced and energetic, easy to watch, and the kids will love it. Moana has been such a great hit for Disney that it's exciting to watch the young people in Swanee engage in live theater and watching live theater, and it's so fun in the park at night.
Save money when you finance your next vehicle with Georgia United Credit Union. With our low rates, we can help you keep more money in your wallet. Qualified borrowers can enjoy rates as low as 1.99% APR. We have an easy online application, quick approval times, and flexible payment terms for qualified borrowers. Visit gucu.org/low rates. All loan programs, rates, terms, and conditions may vary and are subject to change without notice. Call 888-493-4328 for details.
Gwinnett County Police are investigating a fatal shooting which left one person dead and two other people injured at an apartment complex in unincorporated Duluth on Friday night. The shooting occurred at the Park Shores Apartment Homes Complex located off the Falls Parkway at about 8:30 p.m., according to Master Police Officer Michael Ivanko. One male victim was found dead at the scene from at least one gunshot wound. Two other male victims who had been shot were found in the vicinity, and they were taken to a local hospital to be treated for their injuries. The condition of the two males who were taken to the hospital has not been released by police.
Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the right field wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, up, a blind man could have made that call.
Gwinnett Striper center fielder Drew Waters accompanied team officials and representatives of Academy Sports and Outdoors to two fire stations and one police precinct near Colray Field to deliver pizzas. The group also handed out special Austin Riley bobblehead dolls to the first responders, dolls that won't be distributed to the general public until the September 4th Stripers game against the Memphis Redbirds. The purpose of the lunch and bobblehead giveaways on Thursday was to thank first responders for the work they did during the COVID-19 pandemic. The group visited fire stations 10 and 24, as well as the Gwinnett Police Department's North Precinct. These are the firefighters and police officers most likely to respond when an incident happens at Colray Field or at the Academy Sports and Outdoor Store in Beaufort. The concept of the Stripers and Academy Sports and Outdoors doing something together to thank first responders first came up in 2019. They decided there was a greater need for it this year in light of what first responders faced during the pandemic.
You have to let me vote. This is a swing state. My vote's worth more than a million Californians.
Gwinnett's county seat is embracing souls to the polls this year, with the Lawrenceville City Council voting Monday to approve Sunday voting for this fall's municipal election. Gwinnett County has already embraced Sunday voting for county elections and offered it on both Sundays during the early voting periods during the 2020 election cycle, but its cities had previously not moved in the same direction. Lawrenceville will be one of the first Gwinnett cities, if not the first city, to offer Sunday voting for municipal election early voting. The early voting period for the November 2nd municipal election in Lawrenceville will begin October 12th and end on October 29th. Under the state's controversial election reform bill that was signed into law earlier this year, early voting had to be offered on two Saturdays during the advance voting period, but counties and cities had the option to decide on their own whether to do Sunday voting as well.
Has the time come for you and your family to buy or sell a new home? Peggy Slappy Properties is here to help. Peggy and the team have been in Gwinnett and surrounding areas for 38 years, helping folks just like you and me. Peggy Slappy Properties consist of more than 35 realtors that realize fostering strong relationships with community is the key to their business. They work with you regardless of circumstance. Residential homes are newly built. They have listings all over the county. In today's climate, you hear a lot of noise from others on how they can help you. The difference at Peggy Slappy Properties? They're buying and selling for neighbors, family, and friends. Don't you believe you'll get the most value from a team that knows the lay of the land? Visit Peggy Slappy Properties online at PSPOnline.com or give them a call at 770-271-5555. That's 770-271-5555. Peggy Slappy Properties delivers the very best in Gwinnett and Georgia real estate because you deserve no less. Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Sprouts Farmers Market officials announced special discounts and giveaways that will be offered to the first customers at its new location, which opens next month in Buford. The store at the Exchange at Gwinnett, which is located at the Buford Drive interchange on Interstate 85, is set to open on August 4th and will employ 65 people. The first 200 customers who visit the store on opening day will get 20% off their first purchase and will receive a free reusable canvas shopping bag. Customers from the local area can also enter for a chance to win a $500 Sprouts gift card. In addition to the opening day offers that the new store will provide to its first customers, it will also donate groceries to the Atlanta Community Food Bank through the Sprouts Food Rescue Program. The store will be open from 7 a.m. until 10 p.m. each day.
We have a pandemic among the non-vaccinated. Those who are not vaccinated. If you are vaccinated, you are safe. If you are vaccinated, you have over a 98% chance of never catching the virus at all.
The Biden administration purchased an additional 200 million doses of Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine to prepare for potential additional vaccine needs in the U.S. Despite the slowing demand for COVID-19 vaccines, the additional shots would be needed for children under 12, pending approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and the possibility of booster shots for vaccinated individuals. The official noted that Pfizer has agreed to provide the U.S. with 65 million pediatric doses should its vaccine be approved for kids under 12, including doses available immediately upon authorization. Currently, none of the COVID-19 vaccines used in the U.S. are available to children under 12. With many schools across the United States now just weeks from reopening for the fall semester, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson are still conducting clinical trials to evaluate the safety and efficacy of the vaccines in children under 12.
Children's Healthcare of Atlanta welcomes you to join us for our Health Fair and Kids Expo event on Saturday, July 31st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Rhodes Jordan Park in Lawrenceville. Admission is free. The first 250 kids receive a free backpack with school supplies and other goodies. There will be fun activities for the family and kids, free COVID vaccines, free health screening, blood mobile, door prizes, special presentations, and more. That's Saturday, July 31st at Rhodes Jordan Park in Lawrenceville.
First-time unemployment claims fell in Georgia last week, running counter to an increase at the national level. Jobless Georgians filed 12,605 initial claims last week, down almost 1,900 from the previous week, and the lowest weekly total since the coronavirus pandemic struck Georgia in March of last year. The State Department of Labor has paid out almost $23 billion in state and federal unemployment benefits since last March, which was more than they had paid in the prior decade. The agency has also processed nearly 5 billion first-time unemployment claims during those months. Resources for unemployed Georgians seeking reemployment, along with information on filing jobless claims, can be found on the Labor Department's website. With just over a week left until the federal eviction ban expires, the race to get emergency rent relief to as many struggling tenants and landlords as possible is in its final stretch. After a slow start, the pace of distributing the $46 billion for rent relief that was allotted in the December stimulus package and the American Rescue Plan has improved, but it won't get to everyone who needs it in time. An estimated 11.4 million adults living in rental housing, or 16% of renters, are behind on rent. Of the households who are behind, more than 3 million people said they were, quote, likely to be evicted within the next 2 months, according to a census survey from early July. With no existing national rent relief infrastructure prior to the pandemic, the U.S. has had a patchwork process of distribution that has put tremendous administration burdens on states, cities, and localities. This has hampered efforts to get money to those who need it quickly, but the rental assistance program is reaching more people now than earlier this year. Even though the deadline for the eviction ban is approaching at the end of July, struggling renters need to know relief is still available. If you still need assistance to cover rent or help pay back rent, there's a searchable list of available programs at the U.S. Treasury and also one managed by the NLIHC. And now, Swanee's Broadway in the Park is happening next weekend with performances of Moana and Pirates of Penzance. Community reporter J.P. Edwards is joined on the podcast by one of the directors of the show.
I'm Patty Etherton. I am directing Moana Jr. this year, and that is for Broadway in the Park, which is kind of a traditional, been happening for now how many years? almost 20 years good for in Town Center Park in Swanee.
And Swanee's Broadway in the Park is happening July 30th and 31st, so it's two nights, two shows each. That's right, Patty?
Yes.
All right.
Two nights, two shows each.
You are directing Moana Jr.
Yes.
Is that the first or the second show?
That'll be the second show. It's mostly done with high school students who perform that are cast in that show.
Okay, so what's happening first?
Well, Pirates of Penzance will be at 7 o'clock, and that show is mostly upper elementary and middle school students who have auditioned and been cast in that. Just prior to that, while you're sitting down and relaxing, there's a little bit of time if people show up early to the park and want to eat their dinner and whatnot, then we have a Broad Street band playing, which will be just kind of a nice music in the background.
So Swanee's Broadway in the Park is happening July 30th and 31st. It's at Swanee Town Center. And there's also food there. Chick-fil-A will be there. Marco's Pizza will be there. Rita's will be there. King of Pops will be there. And then you can see these two shows that are family friendly. So both Pirates of Penzance and Moana are both the junior versions.
Yes, yeah, so junior versions, which is a nice length of time. They're kind of cut down, so they're very fast-paced and energetic, easy to watch, and the kids will love it. Moana has been such a great hit for Disney that it's exciting to watch the young people in Swanee engage in live theater and watching live theater, and it's so fun in the park at night.
How long are the shows? How long are the productions each?
They run about an hour 15 each.
Okay, so you can get there a little early, get some food. This is July 30th and 31st.
Right.
You can get there early, get a little food, watch Pirates of Penzance Jr. for about an hour, hour 15, and then is there a break?
Yep, we take an intermission, and then we start Moana Jr., and then we'll have a little intermission again, and we end up the show. And on Saturday night, we're selling raffle tickets, doing some things to fundraise for the Swanee Performing Arts, which is the organization that manages all of this. And so as they as we're doing the fundraising, we do a little last call on Saturday night for anybody who hasn't gotten their raffle ticket in. We usually end up, it's a 50-50 raffle, so we announce the winner on Pull the Ticket on Saturday night. That's a big fun thing too.
Yeah, that's nice. So you could win some money, you can see some great live theater, and you said that the children who are in the show are all local?
Yes, they're all local kids from the community. They come out and audition. We did our auditions in March. And we even in Moana Jr., we have a little cast of, we call them our little villagers. They're actually young elementary, early elementary students. They came out and we've got a cast of about 10 of those cast members that come out and enhance our production for Moana Jr. in the older show. So that'll be fun. It kind of unites all these kids in the community. It's a great summer 3-week project for them.
And if a parent has a child that's interested in this, is something that could really kickstart even more interest and maybe really push them into wanting to perform.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of children that have come to see the show, fallen in love with watching the arts and want to get up there on that stage. And they'll either seek out a performing arts company. Swanee Academy of the Arts is the studio that we own here across the street from the park. And They find a place to take some dance lessons or voice lessons or come participate, or they just show up at auditions. And the next time we hold auditions for a Broadway in the Park event or something like that. So it does encourage a lot of participation in the arts. And we love the fact that the parents get involved, help with the backstage too. They help build sets and sew costumes, and even the students, a lot of the kids that are in the production are helping along the way, making this happen.
Swanee's Broadway in the Park is July 30th and 31st. If you would like tickets, it's swaneeperforms.org, swaneeperforms.org. You can find all the information there about tickets. Plus, there will be food, a location, parking. All of that information is online. And then you can see Patty do her work when she is directing Moana Jr.
Well, hopefully my work is done and I'll be enjoying the performance in the audience with everyone else. That's what a director hopes for.
Doing nothing gets pricey.
How's that?
Letting stuff slide.
Makes things worse.
Goes double for your AC.
And putting off your R.S. Andrews Mega Tune-Up.
How so?
It's like this. Your AC either cools at peak efficiency
or inefficiently costs you money.
Never thought.
See? Doing nothing
gets expensive.
But R.S. Andrews saves you money.
You call, we come, it's cool again.
How?
Our clean, screen, trained, and trusted techs go mega deep.
We refresh it to factory fresh specs.
Like the day it was new?
Why, we call it mega.
But mine's kind of old.
We get maximum years from older systems.
On the other hand, if your old system costs more to run,
then a high-efficiency replacement one makes more sense?
Practically pays for itself.
I get it.
Comfort goes up.
Energy bills go down.
Now you're getting it.
Beats paying more.
Because R.S. Andrews makes it easy.
Easier than putting it off.
Mega tune-ups.
Efficient AC installs.
Either way, R.S. Andrews makes you smile.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
They're rsandrews.com.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG now and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG now.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden, and Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.